You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
We were just telling the most brutal jokes right before we started.
Yeah,
we're all going to hell for that.
I thought that I had some nasty ones, a couple. Ryan, I don't know. He's troubled.
We don't have any interviews this week, so maybe at the end of the podcast, I'll just censor a few of those and toss them in there. See if we can get ourselves fired. Anyway, welcome to Backstage Pass. This
Hello.
Is episode number 57.
56, Woo! Man.
56. Yep. Okay.
56. Okay. It was 55 this past week, so we're getting up there.
Aging gracefully.
56. Fuck my dick.
I think what we need to do for Pain in the Grass is we need to just bring a microphone. Three microphones, and we just need to walk around, paint in the grass, and do a live podcast as we walk around.
I'm fine with that.
And talk to listeners.
That's going to get really weird. Let's hang out in the beer garden and see
It'd
what people
do. It'd be fun to do that for Mayhem, too. But
did you say the beard garden?
Yeah, that, too. Let's send Ryan into one of the public bathrooms and just have him sit in the stalls and try to start conversations with the people around him. See what he comes up with.
I like how last week we told him that he needs to start reviewing dildos and pocket and this week we're talking about how he can make awkward conversation. Oh, no. So you know how there's stalls, like, you know, there's the stall, and then there's the, like, little fucking maybe, like, 1 foot little...
Hold the microphone underneath.
Yeah. You're, someone starts talking to you while you're taking
Pop your head underneath.
Yeah.
With the beard coming out. They'd be like, oh my god, it's a fucking rapist gnome.
Oh my god, nice balls.
Well, dude, that'd be a nice change of pace for me because I have had so many people try to initiate conversation with me while I'm in a public bathroom.
Are you serious?
That's like a constant ongoing thing.
That's a big no-no.
For like 2 months straight, it was a really constant thing that I was super pissed off
about. That was one of the first men's room rules. Like, you don't talk to anybody else in the men's room. You just do your business, get the hell out of there.
Some guys just straight up walked in and was just like, hey, how's it going, man? I'm Chad. Like, cool.
First of all, don't talk to me. Second of all, definitely don't fucking touch me.
Don't introduce yourself to me. I don't want to know your name,
if
man.
If you run into somebody in the bathroom that you know, it's always just, hey, and then keep going. And if you want to have a conversation, wait 5 seconds until you're out the door. It's not that far away.
While you're both standing there washing hands, maybe. If it's somebody you know, maybe.
Even then, but you don't look at them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man.
No eye contact. So, you guys have good weeks this week? I mean, the sun finally came back out. I had to go buy shorts yesterday.
Jorts?
No, not this time. I make my own jorts, man.
Get some Janko shorts.
I used to wear jorts. I was notorious for having jorts for the longest time.
He was jorts guy.
He was jorts guy.
But at KGRG, he was definitely rocking the jorts.
But dude, I had the same two pairs of jorts that I like kept sewing because they would just fall apart. So they were my fucking pants for like 3 years. Hey man, I don't like fucking going shopping.
I don't blame you, dude.
I went into Target. I knew exactly what I needed. I got it, and I got the fuck out of there because just being around people in retail establishments makes me want to kill myself.
Shout out West Seattle Target.
There you go.
I had a pretty good week. I moved into my new apartment, like we teased last week on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, and went in.
You got a bedroom now.
Packed all my shit and got it in. Got a bedroom. That's fucking sweet. And I am.
You have
now,
a door you can close.
Yeah, a door I can close.
You can fap your little heart away.
You don't know. My like, is bleeding.
He's like one day in. He's already covered the walls.
Yeah, my. No.
Wow. That's a double bleep.
Close that door and Spider-Man all over that room, huh?
God damn it. I'm not going over to your house now. Never mind.
Yep, come on, guys. Happening. That's what I do. Come on, guys.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. Have a seat on my couch. No.
But for real, it's good times. And
no, seriously, though.
I am now in the process of like getting rid of so much that I moved over to my apartment for no reason.
Yeah,
so.
You're purging.
Yeah, purging like 70% of my shit. That's what I'm doing.
And it's okay, so this is just shit you've been holding on to for years.
Oh yeah. I've been
it's stuff that doesn't really have any function.
I mean, you lived with me for like
I
2
did.
Years and every time I came back from the thrift store, I had more shit and more shit.
Well, it got to the point where the closet would just be full of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we wouldn't even like remember that the closet existed because it was just like a place where you dumped your shit to hold on to it for later.
Yeah.
And later never really comes. So ooh, is that like some Metallica lyrics or something?
Later never really comes.
I thought so.
Comes.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we're going to get into that again. Yarl your little heart out.
Yeah, I remember that bedroom in Capitol Hill was seriously like maybe 4 foot by 4 foot.
You lived under, the cabinet under the stairs.
Pretty much.
That was your room.
Yeah, well, days
cool,
of our
man.
Lives, man.
You're getting rid of stuff and then you'll be able to have room to get new shit.
Yeah, maybe. No,
we were
no.
talking about that on the men's room. Like, hoarders, that like people that intervene on hoarders. For hoarders, that's got to be the sweetest shit, because they're like, now I got a whole empty house that I can fill the fuck back up again.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm trying to break that habit of just accumulating garbage.
Maybe you should just start collecting rocks.
But it's not all garbage. See, that's the thing.
Easier.
It's
a lot of
sweet
cool
stuff.
And like a lot of
records.
Music, history stuff.
CDs, posters, signed shit, random things that I accumulate. So
I mean, between working at the record store and working here for basically the last 10 years, yeah, I'm sure you got some shit that you probably don't even, you're like, where did this come from?
Oh, I was listening to an old episode of Dead Air the other day.
How was it?
It was actually great.
Really?
Yeah, it was a good program.
Sweet.
And B Money came up and did an acoustic song.
I remember that. Those are the
his voice
days.
Doesn't hold up.
The golden heydays.
It does not
Be
stand
money.
The test of time.
Sexy times, man. Sexy times.
Yeah, it was like this gay innuendo song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was singing it about us or something, right?
Yeah.
Or about you.
Yeah. It was weird. But yeah, it's weird listening to that show, and I realized that your microphone was never as high as mine.
No.
It was like I kept the levels at the same level, but that microphone.
I always had to be like, hey, hey. Like deep throating the microphone to even try and get a fucking word in.
And then when our friend Martin, otherwise known as Feasley on Dead Air, when he would talk, it was like you couldn't understand really anything. He spoke really fast.
That's a blah, 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 blah. Mush mouth motherfucker.
Spoke really fast and indiscernible. And at a low volume.
Let me get a copy of that. I'll listen to that later. Nobody listening right now is probably gives a fuck, but I think it's cool.
Shout out Dead Air.
Still on. KGRG Thursday nights from 10 to midnight.
Dude,
that's
so tight. You ran into one of the Dead Air guys at Rainfest.
I ran
Dude,
into
man.
A kid that runs Dead Air that I had never seen before. It wasn't Trevor, and these two younger dudes were handing out Dead Air flyers.
That's
as I was
awesome.
Walking out, and I was just like, no fucking way. This is literally like the next generation, because I didn't know, I'd never even seen him before, and it kind of blew my fucking mind. I had to stop, and I was like, hey, who are you? What's your name? And I was like, yeah, I was on Dead, like, we started that shit. And he was like, oh, yeah, cool, blah, and I was just like, this, it's grown into its own entity, so I think that is pretty fucking rad.
Yeah.
Hardcore lives, man. Hardcore, punk, metal, dude. It's all the same family tree.
When I first started that show, it was I was thinking about actually making a pod or a blog where I can upload the audio and then just have it streaming.
Oh, like old episodes?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Old episodes. You should do that. Because I have probably about 15 to 20 at least.
I probably have a bunch too, just on burned CDs sitting around.
We could just upload them. I don't know.
Dude,
if anyone would be that interested. You could put it on YouTube. Can't you put like 3-hour audios on YouTube?
And Vimeo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can do that super easily, actually. And dude, imagine if we went back to our respective parents' houses and just started actually looking for them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there'd be at least 100.
I have cassette tapes, too, which are like the early days with me, you, and Sarah.
Wow.
And yeah, very strange.
That's very weird. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's over 10 years ago.
10 years
ago. Coming up on 11 years now. Remember? It was right about this time. Springtime, early summer, right?
Yeah, springtime, early summer. Jen from 100.7 The Wolf.
Jen.
She was the program director of KGRG at the time. And it was me and Killing Spree who host a show called Late Night Death on KGRG.
Still there.
And it was us and them and a show called Horny by Scott, a ska show.
Naked Doug.
No, that's not right. Horny got the show first. And then months later, Jen...
Great show name, by the way.
...gave... Yeah, Horny. Great. It's f***ing awesome. Thanks. He beat me.
Whatever, dude. All's well that ends well. We got a specialty show of the year twice in a row.
Hell yeah.
F*** it. Ryan, how was your week, dude?
Oh, I wanted to say, though, before... I'm purging a lot of those hardcore CDs and giving them to Trevor.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's the best place they can go.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to really be holding on to stuff that I'm not just uploading to
iTunes. Well, as long
as
you have it still, the music or whatever,
yeah,
on your digital media or whatever the f***, you paid for it at some point, man. Pass it on. Each one teach one.
I'm curious to what the Metal Shop listeners, if they still carry CDs.
Yeah.
My car doesn't take an auxiliary input. All I have is CDs.
Okay.
I burn CDs and listen to, like, mix CDs still.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, tweet us. Do you like CDs, MP3s?
What a titillating
YouTube
topic.
Are you into FLAC files?
FLAC files? .mp4?
Are you a rar head?
Let us know.
Ryan, what'd you do this week?
Played a lot of guitar, man. Played a lot of guitar.
Are you still working with Matt from Ghost Ship Octavius Himsa?
Yep, I am.
That's awesome.
Been learning some cool stuff, kind of helping me bend my brain in some new directions, you know?
You augmenting? Are you augmenting?
A little bit.
Are you augmenting your fifths?
A little bit. Yeah, it's been kind of cool. So I've been enjoying that. Been working on a lot of new stuff with my own project and doing some mixing. It's been a
pretty... Yeah, when's that going to come out, man? God damn it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never.
Never. Ever.
All right, you heard it.
We shall see.
You heard it from the beard.
We'll debut it on KGRG. KEXP. We'll,
and then give the presents to Seek and Destroy.
Yeah, exactly.
F***ing sick. All right, lots been going on this week, man. In the wide world of metal news, I took a beer shower this morning. It was awesome.
So you tapped a keg wrong?
No, a beer shower. As opposed to a shower beer, I literally took a beer and poured it all over myself and drank it in the shower. It's awesome.
That's tight.
Because, last time I checked, this is America. So that's breaking news.
This goddamn America!
Breaking news, you can bathe in alcohol.
I sh**ed in my shower this week.
Seriously?
Yeah, I thought I was just going to fart. It was the first day I took a shower in my new shower.
Oh, it wasn't even like the last day at your old house or anything?
Yeah, I sh**ed. Oh, maybe. What if my roommate's listening to
this? He's going to go, what the f**k?
No,
go grab a can of Lysol.
I cleaned it up.
I did that in a hotel once, accidentally.
I just thought it was going to be a wet fart, okay?
Dude, yeah, that's fucked up.
It was a shart. It was like a deuce.
Man, I remember
Tim's laughing his head off.
We were on a road trip through California, and we stopped at an Olive Garden because that was the first thing we saw because I had to take a deuce.
Get some breadsticks.
And I walked in, and I was looking super scummy, and like I should not be at an Olive Garden.
Well, because you probably looked homeless anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And I asked if I could use the bathroom, and the girl said no. And then she went and seated another couple. So I dodged into the bathroom anyway and took the gnarliest deuce I could muster right next to the toilet.
See? Oh. What the f***? So you left it there for some other guy to clean up later?
Yeah, I realized in retrospect after the, you know, after the fact, I realized, you know, it definitely wasn't her having to clean it up. It was some right. poor busboy who was yeah. just like walked in there
just
and,
went, man,
I just smoked this bowl. I only had like these two tubs of dishes to
And
deal
now I
with.
Have to clean up Brian's Twinkie shits from being out on the road or whatever.
Yeah.
There was a lady when I was on tour driving through North Dakota on an Indian reservation. We stopped to get some gas. And same deal. Like I tried to get the key to the bathroom and we were looking super shitty and fucked up also.
Yeah.
And I went in there and she like wouldn't give me the key and I finally had to like get the receipt from my bandmate and bring it back in and be like, we just spent $100 on gas. Let me use the fucking bathroom. Right?
Yeah.
So I go in there. The first thing I did is took the lid off the toilet and upper decked the shit out of that fucking toilet. Oh, dude, it was gnarly. Same deal. The beige buffet, you know, eating chips and fucking bugles and
oh yeah,
drinking vitamin waters. And just upper decked that whole fucking, just filled it up, dude. Put the lid back on. Didn't even wash my hands.
Jesus.
Had to do it. Sometimes you gotta fucking do it, man.
And I'm sure you high-fived Chandler walking out of there.
And I probably slapped him in the face.
I remember my friend Lauren led the band Remembering Never stay at her house. And they shit all in her shower, dude.
What?
They shit in her shower. And they did all kind. I think they came in her conditioner.
Oh, that's like that teacher that was serving the kids the semen cookies.
Ew.
God, how do we get into this shit? Let's try this one more time.
All right.
All right, time for some metal news.
This one time I... No, I'm just kidding.
I can't believe they pay us to do this.
Wait, they pay us to do this?
Are they? Probably not. All right, so the acacia strain got jacked, yo.
Not cool.
Not that bad, though. It could have been way worse. So Devin from the acacia strain, one of their guitar players, quote, Columbus, Ohio, I need your help. Today I went to jam with some old friends, and after we were done playing, we decided to grab some food. While we were eating, somebody broke into my car and stole my Fractal Audio Axe FX2 M Mark II. But before anyone is like, LOL, why would you leave that in your car, idiot? It was not in plain view, and I was parked on a public street right out in the open in the middle of the day. So if you find it, send it back to him or whatever. I don't even know what that is. Axe FX2. It must be expensive enough to like.
Oh, that's
be a problem.
That's like a $4,000 to $5,000 head.
Ooh.
Acacia strain lost their breakdown machine.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, that's what happened.
Now the heavy's gone. Somebody return our
can't
heavy.
Can't make any more f***ing breakdowns.
Acacia strain lost this breakdown is $10,000.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
What am I going to do when I think of a sweet breakdowns?
Jun Jun.
All right, never mind.
They could be like Judd Judd, turn into an acapella
dude,
band.
Somebody, I still to this day would love to be in a Judd Judd cover band with real instruments.
I would do it.
Jun Jun.
I would do
Jun,
it in Jun, a heartbeat.
It would be
Jun, so heavy.
Dude, it would be awesome. That is cutting edge, dude.
You could be call it Dush Dush. Douche douche.
Let me pull up some Judd Judd just so people know what I'm
Judd
talking
Judd.
About.
Well, while you're pulling that up, I will mention that Lamb of God's new album was the 7 Stir Ummed Drog. Is the track listing has been unveiled and it's 11 songs. Still Echoes, Erase This, 512, Embers, Footprints, Overlord, Anthropoid, Engage the Fear Machine, Delusion Pandemic, and Torches. Still Echoes is going to be available. It's actually available now, and it's the first single. So, yeah.
I mean, we've played it before. Let me skip halfway into it, too. And I think we were like, oh, yeah.
Sounds like Lamb of God.
Something about America.
So it's riffing. There's Lamb of God. Oh, here's Judd Judd.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
How awesome would this be with actual...
This is such a crucial recording.
This is called Fast Song.
This is what straight edge kids do in their free time when they're bored.
No tolerance for instruments.
Yes, pure gold. I mean, that's a tough riff, man.
Yes, that shit's hard funny. As nails. That's pretty metal right there.
Yeah.
Go check out
Judd. Sick.
Judd Judd rules. We should play Judd Judd during Cotton Amash and see how many people call us.
That would be fucking awesome.
Wouldn't that be weird?
I don't know.
We could play Judd Judd. I'd be like, yo, if you've never heard Judd Judd, don't be a bitch.
Oh my god, playing Judd Judd on the radio. What an idea. Well, fair enough.
Hey man, we get to do whatever the fuck we want. That's the coolest part. Ronnie James Dio, Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund just raised over $155,000, which is awesome. They just did a whole weekend of stuff over the middle of May, May 15th through the 17th in L.A., because it was, you know, the fifth anniversary of Dio passing away, which we talked about, played some Dio. They did Bowl for Ronnie, a bowling thing, a red carpet stuff, some public memorial celebrations, a big motorcycle ride, barbecue and stuff. So... not only is Dio just a badass, all-around, genuinely sweet fucking guy, he's still doing awesome shit after he's gone. So I'm glad people are keeping his name alive in a good way. $155,000. The shitty part is that maybe that's like a couple months worth of treatment for like one person.
Yeah.
So that says something about our medical, you know, construct. But good for them for
getting something
done. Yeah, seriously.
Sepultura was just in town here in Seattle, and they are now releasing a 30th anniversary EP. It's called Sepultura Under My Skin, and it was kind of it's a tribute to their fans that have the Sepultura artwork tattooed on their bodies. So there's some songs on the EP, obviously, and you get artwork included in it that has like a booklet with all their Sepultura artwork, and there's stuff from Schizophrenia on up to their current era. So pretty cool.
Did you see the interview that Igor Cavalera did last week? I'm talking about how Sepultura continuing on is like destroying the brand of Sepultura, like the legacy of Sepultura.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
100%.
I do too, but he came out and was just like, I don't know why they're still calling themselves Sepultura or even are you doing that band still. And I wonder how often those dudes get asked, like, where's Max? How often they have to deal with that dumb shit still.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
Speaking of Max.
I'm going to do that next time they come through town with the video camera, see what happens. Just watch the reactions. Let's just film it.
Well, those dudes are super nice. They went out with Cricket after that show until like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Nice.
They came here.
Surprise Matt.
To see Matt, because Chris knew he was here, and they were just hanging out smoking weed.
Nice. So, yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, when was that from?
In like 4 in the morning.
That's crazy.
That night.
They just hit up Matt?
Yeah, I was like, how come I wasn't there? And he was like, it was 4 a.m. If I would have called you, you would have gotten pissed at me. And I was like, actually, yes, you were 100% correct. I'm not even mad.
Word.
Thank you for not calling me.
Speaking of Max Cavalera, Soulfly was going to be releasing their new album, Archangel, in August 14th on Nuclear Blast Entertainment. If you look at the track listing, it's 10 songs, and it features Todd Jones of Nails on
nice.
One of the songs. So, yeah, it's Sodomites featuring Todd Jones of Nails. We also got Matt Young of King Parrot.
Sweet.
And
look at the artwork on this thing. God, that's epic.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
It's a it's like the Archangel Gabriel coming down.
Oh,
and like,
man. And they've got the Soulfly logo as like the tip of the trident thing.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's like the tip of the spear.
That's
look at that.
Tight.
That's so tight.
That I want to get a shirt with
it's
that
like,
on
jab
there.
Jab it into his neck. That's metal as hell.
The last few Soulfly records have been really fucking heavy and really good.
Well, I think part of that is Max being confident enough to let Mark Rizzo take some of the writing underhand. I mean, that guy is a riff machine and a half. His instrumental solo albums, that guy shreds like a beast and writes some really, really heavy riffs. Underrated player.
You saw Cavalera Conspiracy. Did you see them when they played here?
Last time?
He's playing the most simple riffs.
Yeah.
The simplest
Max
on earth.
Max barely even, he doesn't need to do much.
Right. But for some reason,
he does a lot with
badass.
Very little.
Exactly.
Which is good. That's not a bad thing. And that's not a diss.
A lot of people overthink everything, and I think he's back to the primitive.
Back to Buckaboo.
Really? You proud of that?
Yeah, f*** you. Metallica donating concert download funds to Red Cross. Oh, thanks. So if you buy our new music, we'll send a couple bucks to the Red Cross. How about you just send some fucking money to the Red Cross? How about you just do it? How about you do it and not try to publicize it? Because you're rich as fuck and you totally can. Anyway, that's the first thing that came to mind. For some reason, I just am hating on everything Metallica's been doing recently.
Because they're assholes and they suck and they make shitty music now?
I guess what they're doing is they're... It's actually probably happening literally right now. They're playing at the X Games in Austin right
with
now.
With Nicki Minaj.
Right. At the fucking X Games of all things. But what they did is they offered up a discounted digital download of the concert that's being recorded today.
Good Christ.
Hmm.
So yeah, Metallica, but also with Pennywise and Talib Kweli. That'd be kind of cool. Hip hop, some punk rock, and some metal. I don't know. What the fuck? Nicki Minaj. God damn it.
Yeah, weird. So Summer Slaughter has added some more dates.
Really? Are they coming here?
But
no.
It doesn't look like they're coming here. So last week we talked about how they're ending on the day of Pain in the Grass. Not coming here. So yeah, how they ended on the day of Pain in the Grass. Were they going to play here? And no, they added one more date, August 24th, 2015, in L.A.
Fine. You guys too.
They're going to play in Hamilton, Ontario, and Richmond, Virginia. Those are the three shows they added.
Couldn't Jeff Loomis have been Seattle. Hey guys, let's go play Seattle, you know? Because you're in Arch Enemy now.
Come on.
Who else is playing this year?
It's going to be Summer Slaughter, Born of Osiris, Veil of Maya, The Acacia Strain, Obscura, After the Burial, Cattle Decapitation, Beyond Creation, and
pretty good
Arch Enemy.
That's an awesome lineup. That's one of the better lineups I remember them having.
Good times.
Remember Summer Slaughter at the King Cat?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That guy broke his femur, man. I remember we road tripped all the way from Missoula to come and see that show. And during Suffocation, some guy fractured the hell out of his femur. His leg was
bent. Joe Namathed it?
His leg was in a very unnatural angle.
Oh,
awesome.
That just makes you want to throw up.
That was one of the rowdiest mosh pits I've ever seen. That freaking necrophagous set. Holy sh!
That's the only thing that makes me physically sick, is seeing somebody's nasty-ass broken fucking limbs. Like that show Scarred.
Oh, man.
With Jacoby Shaddix?
And it was exclusively kids busting their nutsacks open while they're skateboarding and shit.
Yeah.
Like the kid that hit the rail, landed it, but at the very end his skateboard came up and he landed on his taint.
Oh,
I remember that.
I've done that.
And ripped his fucking taint open.
I've
he
done
literally
that,
ripped himself a new ass.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and
he
did is he freaked out and he went to the bushes to check it and was like, "I ripped my taint. I ripped my taint."
Oh my god!
Imagine that. Death Angel's got a new documentary, thrashumentary. We mentioned. But the difference between then and now is that now we have a new trailer for it. So here's about 2 minutes worth. Let's see what these dudes have to say.
We grew up in the Bay Area thrash scene, basically. It's weird because when people ask that, it was just so normal for us because we didn't know anything otherwise.
The scene that was going on in San Francisco was just so special and so tight-knit. And it was, bands that wanted to take it to the new wave of British heavy metal to another, another tier as far as aggression and speed.
I think what the most interesting thing about the Bay Area was that so many of us bands came from that history, but none of us sound the same.
Well, it's Chuck Billy.
Band from San Francisco, and they were all 14 years old, They're like a bunch of Filipino cousins, and they were all 14. And I was like, huh? Like, I got to check that out.
That's
like,
Scotty.
What's that all about?
The area was everywhere in the world, you know. It definitely brought a new brand of music, you know, especially aggressive and very free with a lot of the hardcore and punk
influence.
From
Sepultura.
So this thrash nice. Metal movement turned into this attitude and this whole new movement, whole new sound with that kind of going against the grain attitude.
Not only that, but it's also, you know, around today, which says a lot.
Nice. Death Angel rules.
I will actually probably purchase this. And they destroyed it at Studio 7. So that's going to be out later this summer, July 4th, 24th. Nuclear Blast Records.
That's awesome.
So that's the first one. There's going to be another trailer probably in the weeks to come. We'll play that one later on.
So something that really surprised me is when they announced this week that Super Joint Ritual was coming back to do a tour. And the reason why is because when I interviewed Phil originally, I asked him about Super Joint Ritual as if there was ever a chance. And he's quoted as saying, "No more drug core for the kid."
Yeah.
And he said, "Absolutely not. No more Super Joint Ritual."
But now it's called Super Joint.
Oh.
They dropped the last part off. Because Technically it's him, one of the dudes from Superjoint, and then the rest of the band is like
new guys.
Is the guys from Anselmo and the Illegals.
Okay.
So it's kind of Superjoint Ritual, kind of not. I mean, it is and it isn't. So it's still the same songs. So
there's no Hank 3.
Right. Animals as Leaders are reissuing their self-titled record in Encore Edition. So it's going to be coming with enhanced artwork featuring 3D imagery with custom AAL 3D glasses. So you can get really weird and watch some Animals as Leaders.
I'm into it.
While you're tripping balls, man!
Rob Zombie had a fan-funded, like, fan-backed new film called 31. And I don't know why it was fan-backed, but it's cool that it's being made, obviously. David Urey is going to be Schizohead, and he tweeted a pic out this week, and it's really f***ed up.
Ugh,
and the guy
clowns.
Has like a chain. Is that a chainsaw?
Yes.
Or it's a clown with a chainsaw. He's really f***ed up and creepy looking. Definitely a rapey vibe going on here.
He has the word pussy painted across his chest.
With a bow tie on his neck. And f***ing...
Killer clowns, man.
Yeah, this
killer
is
zombie
really creepy.
Clowns.
So, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, maybe redone or something.
If you were going to Gwarbecue and you were wondering who else was going to play, Clutch just got added as a co-headliner.
Oh, man, I love Clutch.
So, Gwarbecue is Friday, August 14th. The party starts at 2 p.m. with Cold Chamber, Fear Factory, Arch Enemy, Born of Osiris, Veil of Maya, Acacia Strain, Obscura, After the Burial, Cattle Decap, Beyond Creation, and now Clutch.
Nice.
Yeah, shout out to Clutch from that last Mastodon show, man. They really tore the place apart. That band's always great live.
Clutch.
Hate Eternal is currently on the Metal Alliance tour alongside Deicide, and they played this past Saturday here in Seattle. They've released a new song that they're streaming at their website, and it's Pathogenic Apathy, the name of the song. And Infernus is the name of the album.
Sounds like Hate Eternal. I'm going to skip halfway in.
All right.
Yep. Eric Rutan still knows what he's doing, sounds like. So there's some new Hate Eternal. Huge news story this week. 3 inches of Blood calling it quits. They're hanging up the fucking...
It's a bummer. That's one of the funnest bands.
Hanging up the guitars. Remember seeing them back in the day at the old Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
A lot.
That was kick-ass.
So here's their statement. Let's just read it. I'll make it quick. Unfortunately, this is not the sort of news you were wanting to hear, but here it goes. It is now that we come to announce that 3 inches of Blood has decided to part ways. Naturally, people have questions as to why we've collectively made this decision. While our reasons are personal, just know we're all still good friends, but it's just time to move on. All of us will continue to pursue musical projects, so refer to our social media pages to keep up with that. We are eternally thankful to our fans, friends, blah, 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 blah. We'd like to put one last stamp on the band's career and end it in grand style. Our final performance will be in our hometown of Vancouver, BC, Canada, on Saturday, November 7th, 2015, at the fabulous Commodore Ballroom. We're pleased to say that Fire Up the Blades era bassist Nick Cates will be playing the show with us. As well, we intend to deliver other special surprises that will make this a night to remember. Tickets go on sale Friday, June 5th, yesterday, and you will be able to get them here. So if you want to go see 3 Inches of Blood one last time, you got some time. So November 7th, last shot.
The Facts is going to be streaming their new track, Solitude, on the website, metalunderground.com. Actually, you can go check it out now. The Facts, obviously a very extreme band based on that name.
French Canadians, man, you can't trust them. Sounds brutal.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Devin Townsend Project is going to be breaking up Z2 into two separate releases.
God.
They released Z2 in late 2014, and they're going to be reissuing them in separate packages on August 7th, 2015.
Oh, so he didn't write another two albums worth of music to put out?
No, they're just reissuing it in two.
I was going to say, how much goddamn music can that guy write?
There was some cool stuff on that. That was pretty interesting. I didn't really like the entire two-disc set, not like every song, but some of the songs are pretty sweet.
High on Fire has a new record coming out in about a week. It's going to be called Luminiferous on E1 Music. Here is part of a new song. Let's see. The one we played before was The Black Plot. This one's called The Sunless Years. I'm really pumped to play this on Metal Shop tonight because, like, halfway through this song, it cuts into this sweet-ass break. Skip up a little bit. I love that feel change, man. It's awesome.
Killer.
So June 16th, man, check it out. New High on Fire. I'm just making an estimation that's probably going to be on our top 20 somewhere. Hey,
that's friggin' heavy, man.
Yeah.
That's some sludgy stuff.
Matt Pike still got it, man.
Good times, man. Another band that's back at it and heavy as all balls is Skinless. They're streaming their entire new record, Only the Ruthless Remain. It's their first album in 9 years. It's available via Relapse, and you can check it out on their SoundCloud player or just go to metalunderground.com. Check out the entire new Skinless record because it shreds balls.
Ryan, did you say that you listened to the new Necrogoblicon last week?
Yeah.
Or like one of the songs?
Yeah, I gave it the...
Look, man.
I gave it the radio skim.
Okay, so you looked over it. Yeah. Here's the other thing. On Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, I don't want any of us to feel like we need to kowtow or f***ing, you know, bow our opinions over or whatever.
Yeah.
Feel free to be honest, and I remember you telling me that you didn't like it very much.
I was bummed out, man. Well, and here's the thing. I liked their first album a fair amount. Like, I thought it was really cool, fun stuff. You know, the riffs were creative, and it definitely wasn't anything groundbreaking, and, you know.
It was their video that got them.
Yeah, it was their video
notoriety
that really got them launched. But, you know, there's not really much about the new album that I'm too into. The riffs don't sound like they're very well thought out. The songs aren't well put together.
Have you seen the new video?
I haven't seen the new video. I'm sure the new video is amazing.
I haven't either, but it's right here.
You know, I didn't like the album cover either, man. It's just not well done.
Their new record's called Heavy Meta, and this video is for a song called We Need a Gimmick, which is exactly their whole deal.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's like searching for a way to get internet famous.
Right.
And he's a goblin.
I mean, yeah, it's a metal song. We need a gimmick. Look at Ryan's face.
This sucks.
Sounds like a, is that a banjo?
You're
trying to be Pinchol.
Okay.
He's rapping on top of a Pinchol riff.
I can't stop watching it though. I'm just gonna turn it off. Look away. Look away.
No.
All right, Necrogoblicon, if you're into it, check it out. What else is going on? Blind Guardian was going to play Russia, and then they decided it wasn't a good idea. I think that's what most bands think. Who is it? F***ing Behemoth got the boot from Russia. Who else? Cannibal Corpse got the boot from Russia. Carcass got the boot. Oh, that was like Indonesia. So Blind Guardian canceled their upcoming Russian show, said, considering unfavorable Russian currency rate, like exchange rate, current period of time and other economic reasons, we cannot carry out Blind Guardian shows in whatever that name is and Samara in a way they must be carried out. So you'd probably be seeing them playing on some like Squire Stratocasters or something because they couldn't get the gear in.
Cataclysm released a new track, which is called Thy Serpent's Tongue. You can check it out. They have it on the YouTube, so you can just search for it. Thy Serpent's Tongue, Cataclysm, YouTube. It's on Nuclear Blast.
Hold on, I want to point something out. This song is awesome, but the first riff, just I hate it because it sounds like some 1997 nu metal sh**.
Korn?
Yeah. And then it, you know,
yeah,
then it makes sense, but that single string stuff, dude, when you're down low like that, you can't do that, man. It reminds, it's like an unwelcome reminder of the past.
Nice.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's all good.
New record's coming out July 31st, Nuclear yep. Blast.
Nuclear Blast, new Cataclysm.
I've always liked this band. I don't know why they're so obsessed with like snakes and shit these days.
But whatever.
Just skip in. Yeah, if you took away those drums, that would totally be a Korn song. Weird. You ruined it for me, Ryan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So, speaking of ruining things or things being awesome, for better or worse, Mastodon members are about to appear in Game of Thrones.
Oh, it happened last week. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I like this picture that they're using. It always kind of cracks me up how, no matter what he does, Brent Hines manages to look like a special needs kid.
Damn.
It's so true because they're all looking like kind of brutal and muddy. And he's just standing there like, hey,
hey, you guys. what's your Brent Hines impression? Do you have a good one?
Yeah, you just nailed it.
Do you have
I
one?
Can't.
What about you, Kevin? Do you have one?
No.
I got a great one.
Perfect. They were on the Game of Thrones mixtape with that song White Walker, so it's cool.
Which is cool.
They were on the show. They were wildlings on the show this last week, and they were killed.
Huh.
They killed them.
Fun Fest is going on November 6th, 7th, and 8th in Austin, Texas. Of course in Austin. It's a 10-year anniversary, and this year is going to be freaking huge. We got Wu-Tang Clan, Chromeo, Schoolboy Q, just to name a few, Jane's Addiction, D'Angelo, Venom, only U.S. show. NoFX, Coheed and Cambria, L7, Africa Bambaataa, American
playing?
Football, Dag Nasty, Cheap
Whoa,
Trick,
that's weird.
Ride, Cheap Trick, Desperacitos, American Nightmare, Chain of Strength, Babes in Toyland, Converge, Off, Power Trip, The Dwarves, Andrew Jackson, Jihad, Murder by Death.
Venom.
Yeah, fucking Venom, only
well,
U.S.
It's,
show.
It's Venom Inc. now.
Also, Fucked Up. They're playing.
Saxon's got a new record coming out. They're still alive, still making music. Their drummer Nigel had a brain aneurysm last year, but he's still around. Their new record is going to be called Battering Ram, so it'll be coming out later in 2015.
Huh.
Is that like record number 47 for those guys?
Melvin's Buzz Osborne says Kurt Cobain's documentary was a bunch of garbo or misguided fiction. Says it's 90% bullshit. And, you know, they were... kind of, well...
Well, they're making a movie.
Melvins was, were kind of known as the band that influenced Nirvana to do their thing.
Right, and I'm sure they had a lot of time to hang out.
And, yeah, he said that he was a huge part of their lives before they and after they became famous. He thought very highly of them. You know, he they were all friends and they were flat broke. And to see some of the garbage that they're, like, kind of throwing in there, I guess, he says that the tracks... Wait, and the trying to kill himself on the train track story is bullshit.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't, I can't attest. I've honestly been kind of just avoiding it because it the whole thing's just depressing to me. Because I really like Nirvana a lot as a kid growing up in the Northwest. I mean, f***ing duh, we all did, you know. So I look forward to checking it out, but I want to read this full interview that, that Buzzo just did about the movie.
Yeah.
Take the whole thing with a grain of salt, obviously. If you weren't there, man, it's hard to explain it, so. Metallica, back in the fucking news again. These guys are putting out a 50 CD box set. Good
God.
Oh my God,
it's all live.
It's a live disc compilation called...
Snare Drum.
Man, we did that last week. No, it's called 25 Nights Down Under. So it's going to chronicle 50 CDs of the band's tours of Australia and New Zealand through 2010 and 2013.
Damn.
They announced it in April, and then they began shipping this week to people who pre-ordered it, and then copies are still available if you want to buy it. How much is it? That's the question.
Hefty $3.95. They did a lot of originals and covers.
$400.
Rarities, The God That Failed, The Call of Cthulhu, Trapped Under Ice, Dyer's Eve songs. They don't really play too often. They don't bust those out. So it was during their Down Under tour. Well, you know, it's one of those things that they probably didn't produce that many of, just like enough.
Well, there are 50 fucking CDs in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50.
Well,
and it comes in a big-ass box that looks like a mail crate.
Well, I think about it. This way you can argue about which performance... of during that chorus of the year was the best for what song with a bunch of other, you know, basement-dwelling Metallica fans.
See, real, that's basically what it is. If you're like a rich old metal fan who likes Metallica a lot, this is right up your alley.
Tim's going to buy it.
I don't know, man. It's just like Metallica, they've been around for long enough and have merchandised out every single thing they've ever done, and they're just out of ideas. They're like, all right, what do you guys want to do? Record the tour and sell it for $400. People that didn't want to actually go.
Good times. Another band that's really huge and really iconic, but I don't know, never really kind of sold out. Motorhead. They're going to be releasing Bad Magic in August. It is their 22nd studio album.
Damn.
And yeah, it's due August 28th. Lemmy is a god, Lemmy is a badass, and Lemmy cannot be stopped. You know,
Lemmy
obviously he was having some medical problems in recent news, you know, maybe in the last couple of years, so it's good to see that he's still at it, able to produce music at least.
Well, you know that guy's gonna be doing the shit till the day he dies, literally.
He'll be screaming on his deathbed.
I hope he dies on, like, as much as that sounds shitty, I hope he dies on stage with a bass in his hand. You know what I mean?
I hope he dies happily in bed. How do you die happily?
I'm dying!
Why are we talking about him dying? That's
I'm
fucked
hungry.
Up. All right.
Well, because I'm leading into the next thing, which is going to be the singer from a band called Heaven. His name's Alan Fryer. He just died after a long battle with cancer. They were an Australian band. They formed in Sydney in the 80s. And you might not have heard of these guys, but the singer, Alan Fryer, famously auditioned for AC/DC right after Bon Scott died.
Oh,
obviously,
okay.
They're all from Australia.
Yeah.
But and was second place to Brian Johnson. So this guy who just died yesterday was almost the voice of AC/DC that you would have known on all of those records and blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy.
So, you know, they were a band for goddamn near 30 years. Heaven. So, let's see. Well, I mean, if you want to follow this a little farther down the rabbit hole, Mitch Perry was announced as the guitar player for Heaven for their Australian tour that they did in 2002. He wasn't able to do it because he was in Lita Ford's band, so former Dio guitarist Rowan Robinson joined Heaven for their last tour, and they reformed in 2001, the first time since the late 80s, to open up for Judas Priest on their British Heavy Metal's Legend Australian tour. So that's kind of how deep this dude, his roots go and influence goes.
End titles.
These guys were like,
coming your way, Divine Week.
Kind of like AC/DC style, and then as time went on, it was more like Priest-y. Sorry, that was a f***ing out.
Dude. Also, music videos from 1981. Awesome. Totally yeah, awesome.
Big time.
So Alan Fryer died, man. So I'm just going to let this play. If you want to keep talking, that's totally fine. Right? Sounds like Priest and AC/DC mix. Yeah. 1982, man. All right. So,
damn.
The Sword, great, great band from Texas. They got a new record coming out on August 21st called High Country. These dudes write like epic storylines for their records. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what they got. They're going to be doing 15 new songs, and it's going to be on CD and double vinyl. So if you want to get that, they also all usually have pretty sweet cover art. So we'll see.
Nice.
Texas metal, man.
One thing before we get at gun with this news, I wanted to mention, I know it's a show, but I wanted to talk about one of the best lineups for Kill the Keg coming up here. Not only is it Ryan the Beard's band, Pound, but it's also The Drip, Brain Scraper, and a new band called Hissing, which I think features dudes from Wilt?
No, it does not. Hissing is cool. Hissing is a very, very rad band, and I'm very anxious for people to start grasping onto them and getting on board with what they're doing. They sound like a little bit more accessible version of Portal. They are some really insane.
So they're called Hissing?
Hissing. It's some really insane left brain stuff. I highly, highly recommend it. Very, very heavy band. Very creative. Awesome dudes.
Which city are they from?
They're from here in Seattle.
I know this dude, Zach, who's in Hissing. I knew him from up in Bellingham. He used to live up in Bellingham.
He's a very good dude, man. I have nothing but awesome things to say about all those guys. I'm really excited to watch this band kind of blow up.
Sick. Any final words, guys, before we're out of here for our podcast for the week?
Let's do some brutal poetry.
Oh, that's right.
Woo! Call out.
How dare I? Okay, well, we can't leave without entering our Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. Today, Kevin made me almost throw up in my mouth as he previewed this lovely song by a band called Gorgasm. It's called Morbid Overgrowth. Kevin, make someone puke.
Naked, bedridden, bloated, gluttonous pig. Stagnant and swelling, festering sack of pus. Engulfed in mounds of fitted, flabby mass. Stinking behemoth, gross abdominus, massive sagging, growing out your back. Folds of skin hanging rolls of dimpled cheese. Each crevice reeks like crack of dirty ass. Starving as you gorge yourself with tons of food. Oblivious, it's actually swallowing you. Prey on others' sympathy to bring you food to stuff your face till you're full. Like some fucking fleshy fat balloon. Your body expanding day by day, lying in your piss and shit. Your arms too short to wipe your own soiled ass. Crippled by your appetite. You're at my mercy, you'll soon see I have none. Slashed and spilled from your bladder as husk, buckets of red cottage cheese for me to force feed you. Every last chunk of your fat, and I'll make certain of that, quenching your hunger and thirst, stuff till your fucking colon bursts.
Pop.
Ooh.
Reminds me of the movie Seven.
Oh, feed him, feed him, feed him, feed him, feed him, keep feeding him, and feeding him, feeding him, feeding him, feeding him.
I'll step your ass shut and keep feeding you.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Anyway, see you guys next week, episode number 57.
See you later, Tim.
Kevin, Ian, Ryan the Beard. Bye!
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.